I'm very happy now to welcome back to the program Randall Marco. He does community relations and ordinance enforcement for the City of Santa Fe Environmental Services and Solid Waste Division. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you very much.
So this basically means we're talking about, above all, recycling. Is that correct?
Recycling, any trash issues people may have, whether it's business or in their home. Anything that has to do with the state, the city, or the county within the city limits. So everything I do is within the city limits.
And so what kind of, I mean, we all have our little plastic bins and all of that, and we try to put our cans in them, and we don't really know what we're supposed to put in there and not, and we kind of look at the instructions, but the instructions change over the years and stuff like that. What actually should we be recycling, and what is getting recycled in Santa Fe in terms of residential? What goes in, and then where does it go?
Well, there are two bins that everybody can have at their home within the city limits. One bin is for glass only, and it could be multicolored glass, any colored glass. We encourage people to screw the tops off because most of the tops are either tin or aluminum, and in that case, they can go in the second bin. But in the first bin, it's glass only. In the second bin, it can be newspapers, aluminum, tin, plastic, mixed paper, white paper, newspaper, magazines, junk mail.
But not yogurt containers.
Well, I'll get to that. So, again, all those things can go into that bag, into that second container.
Right.
When you talk about yogurt containers and you look at the bottom of the cup, it'll have a number, and that number can be from 1 to 7.
And it's usually 1 for the yogurt.
You know, most likely we would take it. But usually yogurts are anywhere from 4 to 7 because it's a different type of plastic.
Oh, okay.
But usually the water bottles are number 1. Your Tide containers are a number 1 or a number 2. So all that recycling gets picked up by our trucks.
And we're only supposed to put in numbers 1 and 2, right?
Well, 1 and 2 for now.
Yeah.
Hopefully later we'll be able to do it because we don't have a way to separate out those 3 through 7s. Uh-huh. But we do know how to separate out the clear plastic from the colored plastic 1s and 2s. So that's not a problem. So all that material goes to the transfer station. The glass gets picked up by one truck, and that truck goes to an area at the transfer where they dump it on the ground, and then there's big tractors that scoop it up, and they crush it into a finer sand. The other gets put into the interior of the building where it can be separated. And what happens is they dial in the separator, let's say, to do plastic. And the separator will run all the material through, kick out what's left, and actually bale the plastic. And then we can run the cardboard through, and we can run the tin through, and we can run the aluminum through, and we can run the colored plastic through. So all those things get recycled and sold on the open market, depending on the price of the commodity when it's sold at that time.
Now, what is the market for a bunch of old crushed-up Tide bottles?
Well, let me give you the best commodity, which is the cardboard.
Okay.
Because that one I'm, you know, more familiar with. And cardboard right now is $40 a ton. So those big bales usually are a half a ton. So each of those are about $20. At one time, cardboard was up over $100 a ton, when the peak of the economy was rolling along. And in 2008, when the economy went down, the price of commodities went down. Just like copper would go down or aluminum would go down, the price of cardboard would go down. The price of plastic would go down or tin would go down. So that varies on the marketplace. And they're, those other, you know, aluminum, tin, plastic, and paper account for about 40% of what we get, and about 60% of what we get that's the best commodity is the cardboard.
That's so interesting. And what happens to it?
Well, again, it gets crushed and baled and put to the side. And when they fill up a tractor trailer full of cardboard, it gets hauled away. And it gets sold for whatever that commodity is going for at that time.
Right, but what happens to it after that? Do we know?
Well, it gets recycled back into usually the same product.
Ah, okay. So cardboard becomes cardboard.
Right. Plastic sometimes becomes insulation for, let's say, a jacket. Or it becomes little doublets, you know, for another process down the road. So it eventually becomes right. something else down the road. Aluminum becomes aluminum down the road.
Yeah, aluminum is apparently highly recyclable. Aluminum can becomes another aluminum can, whereas a Tide bottle doesn't
Over.
Become another Tide bottle.
It could. It could become a bumper on a car.
Right.
You know, it could become anything. But aluminum will become aluminum over and over and over again. Glass will become glass over and over and over again. So the commodities are being recycled. And we'd like the public to know that, you know, we're not throwing anything in the into the landfill that's recyclable. We're recycling everything.
Well, that's one of those urban legends that goes around, which is, yeah, you put it in the recycling bin, but it actually goes into the trash.
I get the call that says, I just saw him put everything in the same truck. You know, well, yes, sir, that's where it's supposed to go because it has separate containers, and when it gets dumped in separate parts of the truck, and when it gets taken to the land, you know, the transfer station, it gets put in different parts of that facility. So, yes, it all goes in the same truck, but it becomes different.
Now, what about businesses? We're talking about residential and all the things we eat and use and going to the bins, but what about, I mean, there's so much business waste. Does that get recycled?
Well, right now there are 540-ish businesses that recycle. Of those, about 90 or so recycle cardboard. We pick up over 2,400 trash containers for businesses. So there's a big lag within the businesses themselves. If the business is new, and this is one of my main jobs, if the business knew that if they do a really good job of recycling, they can do away with trash pickup. You know, a day of trash or 2 days of trash or 3 days of trash. And some are doing a great job, but most don't know. So you take, let's say, cardboard service at maybe $60 and you for a once-a-week pickup on a monthly service, and you take a trash pickup at $120 or $130 a month for that one day, and let's say they have 6 days of service, and they say to them, if you recycle at $60, you can save 3 days of trash per week per month. So you're saving over $300 versus $60. So that's where
it's an incentive that you put in place to really encourage them to recycle.
Right. We lowered our recycling rates, you know, to reflect all this different cost going on. And that's one of my jobs, is to go in and not just talk to them about how they can recycle at the end product when it's outside where we pick it up, but how their goods flow, meaning the cardboard flows or the plastic flows or the tin flows within that business. Let's say it's a restaurant which has deliveries all the time that say if you do the cardboard and you do the recycling of the plastic bottles and the tin and do away with 2-3 days of service, this is your savings per month. And it's usually a pretty sizable savings. You know.
So how do you reach out to businesses, or how can they reach out to you to get more involved in the city's recycling programs?
Well, I'm very easy to get a hold of, and my phone number is 955-2228. I'll repeat it again. If people are driving, please don't write this down. 955-2228, and call me anytime during the working week and the working hours, and I will be glad to come out to your business and assess, you know, the type of trash you're throwing away versus the type of recycling you could be doing, and link it to how much you could be saving every month. In the case of people doing 6-day-a-week pickup on trash and doing no recycling, the chances are we can do away with 2 or 3, sometimes 4 days of service on the trash going to the recycling, which is a big savings for businesses. So I would encourage all you business owners to call me, and I'll be glad to come out, talk with you, set you up, get you going, follow up with you, come inside the business and see how the flow of those goods are going in the way of recycling. And again, 955-2228.
That's 955-2228. And you can call anytime, ladies and gentlemen. And so it's basically doing environmental good. It's helping the city. It's helping the larger community.
Right.
And it's helping people to save money.
Right. I mean, if a business can save, you know, $300 or $400 a month, I mean, maybe they can hire another employee. You know, I don't know the, you know, nature of the business, but I know the nature of how the recycling works.
Right.
And it's really important. I mean, you could, if you're in a big building, let's say with 15 or 20 small businesses in that big building, we can still set you up for recycling. And you can still do usually a really good job of it, because in those offices, there's usually paper and magazines and newspapers, and people may get deliveries of cardboard. So it's the same as if you were in a retail situation.
So you're up at this recycling facility. Does it smell bad?
Well, actually, it doesn't.
Really?
Actually, you'd be surprised. You know, cardboard has its own smell, and people kind of know it. But when you get these mountains of recycling, you're kind of awestruck because there's not a big smell that comes out like it would be for trash.
Right.
Or food waste or anything like that. There's no decomposition going on for that.
Do you let people go up there and check it out?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if people wanted to bring, let's say they did a move or they had a party and they had a lot of cardboard and different types of recycling, they can go to that facility for free. And there's these big bins, and they're very well marked, and you can put your recycling in and just drive away. You don't have to check in at the front desk or anything like that unless you're carrying trash or you're carrying tree, you know, limbs or anything like that. But if it's recycling, it's free, and as you drive into the transfer station, it's right on the left, and it's really easy.
Do you ever get school groups going up there?
They go up there all the time, and there's a woman named Lisa Merrill that gives great tours up there in the facility. If anybody would like to get her number, please call me. And again, my number is 955-2228. That's 955-2228.
I think we've given the phone number more than enough.
We look forward to hearing from everybody.
Randall Marco does community relations and ordinance enforcement for the City of Santa Fe Environmental Services and Solid Waste Division. He's our recycling king. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte. Pleasure to be here.